so bus kid that there's no feasible way that you think you're going to just come and show up in front of me. You know what I'm saying? The absolute audacity of that boy. Oh, but he paid for it in the end. You know. You already know. Oh, hey. You see that guy over there? Yeah, that's my freshman buddy from earlier today. Yeah, I'll meet up with you guys in a bit. I'm gonna go check up on him. All right. Same spot, right? Same spot as usual. Gotcha, gotcha. Well, howdy there. I see we're lucky enough to have lunch together. I also see that you were compelled to sit on this concrete stairway just like I did back in the day. Surprisingly comfortable, yeah? Just be careful that you don't get run off by, you know, the faculty. Unfortunately, my group of friends back in sophomore year made it a bad time, and long story short, we got banned. We still sit there anyway, but if we see faculty coming by, which I'm looking for right now, we run. We just run immediately. We pretend like we were never sitting there. But, yeah, how are you liking your first day so far? Anything weird you need explained? You've already been hearing about the candy store? Yeah, we have one. Like, right next to the library, a person will drag this green shelf thing out, and you can just pick and choose what you want. I personally have never wanted to have anything from the candy store. I'm just down for the cookies in the cafeteria. Oh, and don't think you're limited to the food in the confines of the school. The gates out front open during lunch, so you'll be able to either go and get some food at that restaurant across the street or order something to be delivered. You wouldn't believe how many times I ordered a pizza just like directly in class. Like, I remember in first period, because I used to sit in the back of the class, and that was history, and, you know, history's very important, but I was just hungry. I didn't have breakfast at all. So me and the boys in the back of the class just started, you know, just, they helped me order the pizza, pretty much. So we got two pizzas that we shared, and it just came during lunch, and lo and behold, everybody wanted the pizza, but hey. It was just enough for the four of us. We stand delicious pizza, you know. Oh, and those calzones in the cafeteria. You want to get my attention? You give me one of those bad boys, my man. What else is on your mind? It wouldn't be a normal day unless something weird happened. Lay it on me. Did one of the teachers start talking about shadow puppets or how they used to have a world record in Battlefield or something of the sort? You've been hearing people respond to weird names? Yeah, that's pretty normal, actually. Not too weird. I can't really explain why, but many of us opt out of using our proper names as soon as we enter the school. Like, check it out. My squad that I just walked up with? See that black girl over there with the fluffy brown hair and the, like, big jacket? We call her Leo, but her name is actually Leona. We just shortened it down. And that counts as a nickname, right? The tan guy next to her, we've nicknamed Curvin, which he also kind of just named himself, and we just went with it. But his actual name is Kevin. Very, very low effort. Next to him is this white dude we've all decided to call Pharaoh because of Curvin. But his name is Philip. And those are the normal names. But you see that other group right across the way, just huddled up? Their nicknames, I'm just going to go right down the line, Delta V, Delta P, and their twins, okay? The Ogun brothers, Morgan and Logan, but we just call them Ogun. Yardbird Parker, Bob Barker, Freak with a PH, and Tintin. And now Tintin, that's my boy. I love him so much. He got that red hair. He got chubby cheeks. He's just cute. But I you know, I talk too much about him. Oh, and don't make me forget about Bus Kid. That's the last nickname you ever want. Who is Bus Kid? Bus Kid is the nickname of a junior. Not entirely sure if he's still enrolled here. He had a very thick accent and sent. We could barely hear him over the sounds of the bus engine. Pharaoh ended up calling him Bus Kid and the nickname sticked. Later on, Buzzkid and his cohorts became a little too comfortable, acted like they were better than everyone else in the school, and then one day he decided to bug me just a little bit too much. We got into a very quick fight, which I won and got away with scot-free, might I add. I was very quick on my feet as a sophomore and disappeared into the crowd of people. Not like that means much, but I guess the last thing he wanted was to admit that he lost to me. I don't know what's the deal with lower classmen thinking that they're better than everyone and thinking they just rule the school. But after that incident, people dubbed me as being the creator of that nickname, even though it wasn't me. And what was once a fun nickname got infused with just pure dislike and hatred. But such is life. What's my nickname? Well, that's the fun part. I have many, and it's possible to have many, all depending on who I'm talking to. Mainly, I am referred to as Onyx. Then there's Nirvana, Lindana, Shivana, Havana, the list goes on. Just silly ways of extending my actual name. What's my actual name? I'll tell you at some point. But for now, you're gonna call me Onyx. Got it? Good, good. And of course, you'll be needing a nickname unless you want to go by your actual name. Mind telling me what it is? That's a pretty decent name, actually. You may not need a nickname after all. But if you do want one, you could either get it out of the way now and claim one for yourself and pretend like people from your old school used to call you that, or you can wait for it to happen naturally. The choice is yours. Just like our principal always says, may it a great day or not, the choice is yours. You heard when she said that at the beginning, right? Of course you did. She says it every single day. Well, I guess I should let you eat in peace. Or you can come and eat with my squad. I think you'll like them, and I think they'll like you. Yeah, I think that's the plan now. Come on, get up, let's go. You'll be fine. I know you're a little shy, but we were all in the same position as you, and then we ended up becoming friends somehow. I still can't remember exactly how. But once you get to talking on that bus, there's no going back. And some of them ride the bus with us, so. Oi, squad! May I introduce the main man of the new school year? He's one of the boys now.